So have you ever sat in the meeting where someone throws around the term IT services and everyone just nods like they totally get it? But honestly, do we really know what that means?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those phrases that gets tossed around so much, it's almost lost its meaning. That's actually why there's been a push recently to clarify what IT services actually entails for business leaders, especially those running small to medium-sized companies.
Right, because it feels like IT services could mean anything from fixing a printer to, I don't know, protecting your entire network from hackers.
Exactly. And that range is part of the problem. A new guide just came out in late August 2026 that breaks it down into five core types that businesses actually need. It's written in plain English for business leaders, not tech experts.
Five core types. Okay, let's hear them. What are we talking about here?
Sure. So the five are support, infrastructure, cloud, security, and strategy. Think of support as your help desk. When someone's computer freezes or they can't access email, infrastructure covers the backbone stuff. Servers, networks, connectivity, making sure everything talks to each other reliably.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So cloud would be moving things off those physical servers into services like Azure or AWS?
Exactly. Cloud services help businesses scale without buying new hardware every time they grow. Then you've got security, monitoring for threats, compliance with standards like HIPAA or PCI DSS, making sure hackers stay out. And finally, strategy, which is really about aligning all that tech with your actual business goals.
That last one sounds critical. I mean, you can have all the tech in the world, but if it doesn't help you make money or serve customers better, what's the point?
You nailed it. And here's where it gets interesting. Once you understand those five types, the next big question is whether you need one accountable provider handling all of it, or if you're better off with multiple specialists.
I see. That's interesting.
Well, there's data showing that around 75% of organizations in a 2022 survey pursued vendor consolidation for security alone. Consolidating can mean better cost effectiveness, consistent service quality, and, this is huge, no more finger pointing between vendors when something breaks.
Ugh, that's a nightmare scenario. You call the cloud guy, he blames the security guy, who blames the infrastructure team. Everyone's pointing at someone else.
Exactly. A single accountable provider eliminates that mess. You've got one point of contact. One team that owns the whole stack. But some companies already have strong internal IT and only need help in one area. Maybe their security is weak, or they need cloud migration expertise. In those cases, a specialist makes more sense.
So it really depends on where you are as a business and what gaps you're trying to fill.
Definitely. And I think one thing that often gets overlooked is the human side. I actually worked with a client once who had seven different vendors, and whenever something went down, they spent more time organizing conference calls than fixing the problem. It was almost comical, except it cost them real money.
Seven vendors? That's like herding cats, but the cats are all speaking different languages.
Pretty much. And that kind of chaos matters when you've got a production line down or employees locked out of critical systems. The guide also talks about 24/7 monitoring, which is standard now for managed services. Issues can pop up at 3 a.m., and ideally, they're resolved before anyone even notices.
That point about 24/7 monitoring sets up our next piece, how providers actually deliver all this. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Managing IT and security shouldn't mean juggling a pile of vendors. For nearly three decades, managed service providers have helped organizations handle support, infrastructure, cloud, security, and strategy through unified platforms. With 24/7 monitoring, US-based teams, and compliance expertise across HIPAA, PCI DSS, and SOC2, businesses get one point of accountability. Learn more at diopath.com.
Picking up on that 24/7 monitoring, How do providers actually handle that kind of coverage without burning out their teams?
Great question. It usually involves dedicated service teams, meaning you're more than a ticket in a queue. You get a consistent group of people who know your environment, your priorities, your quirks. That familiarity leads to faster fixes and higher accountability.
And I'm guessing these teams work with whatever systems you already have in place. You're not going to rip out everything and start from scratch.
Right. Most managed providers integrate with existing platforms. Microsoft, Cisco, Dell, VMware, AWS, Azure. If you've got something unusual, they'll figure it out. The goal is to improve what you have, rather than force a total overhaul unless it's truly necessary.
So to everyone listening, if you're sitting there thinking, we've got a mess of different tools, that's not necessarily a deal breaker. A good provider will work with your current stack.
Absolutely. And speaking of working with what you have, let's talk about the two-platform approach some providers use. You might have one platform dedicated to security, threat monitoring, compliance, risk assessments, and another for IT operations like servers, help desk, and cloud management.
That makes sense. Security and operations are different skill sets, different priorities. Why force them into one bucket?
Exactly. Security needs constant vigilance, real-time threat intelligence, compliance audits. Operations need reliability, scalability, user support. By treating them as equal halves of one job, you get specialists in each area working together under one roof. Or, to put it another way, you get depth in both disciplines without sacrificing either one.
And that brings us back to the core idea. Understanding what IT services really means, knowing the five types you need, and deciding whether you want one accountable partner or a mix of specialists.
Right. And here's the thing. Most companies in that 50 to 500 employee range benefit from consolidation. They don't have the resources to manage multiple vendors, and they need someone who can scale with them as they grow.
So if you're a business leader listening to this, what's the first step? How do you even begin to evaluate your needs?
Start with an assessment. A good provider will review your current setup, identify gaps, and propose solutions without a hard sales pitch. You want to know where you're vulnerable, where you're overspending, and where you could improve efficiency.
And you mentioned compliance earlier. HIPAA, PCI DSS, SOC2, that's a big deal for a lot of industries.
Huge. Auditors have specific checklists, and if you're not compliant, you're looking at fines or worse. Managed providers know what auditors look for and can help you get compliant and stay compliant year over year.
This has been such a helpful breakdown. I think the biggest takeaway is that IT services covers a lot more ground than people realize, and having clarity on those five core types: support, infrastructure, cloud, security, strategy, gives you a roadmap.
Definitely. And whether you go with one provider or multiple specialists, the key is accountability. You need someone who owns the outcomes, someone who takes responsibility for the technology.
Well said. Thanks so much for walking us through all of this today.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about making IT less confusing for business leaders.